If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
It's High Society Radio.
Is it?
It's on morelikeradio.com, the More Like Radio Podcasting Network. This Facebook page is facebook.com/High Society Radio. Twitter account is at HS Radio Show, and the Reddit subreddit is reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. You go there to discuss what you've heard on the show, I guess. Is that what it's for, Chris? I've never been on Reddit before.
You can do that. You can talk about things.
Oh, excuse me.
I post on there. You still not have the internet?
Excuse me. My name is Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bro, Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And together we're High Society Radio. I apologize. You started talking all willy-nilly before telling everyone who the hell we are.
You didn't curse there.
I have self-control, something you need to learn about, Chris.
I have plenty of self-control.
So what happens on reddit.com?
I mean,
it sounds like it's a place where you just
you can upload
put things you read.
Yeah, you can if you read it on Reddit, then you can upvote it on Reddit.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So what happens on our
There's a lot of ducks talking to you, bears. They tell you things about themselves and about life.
I don't know what the hell you're talking. It sounds like I'm eating acid right now.
Well, it's real. On the internet.
Internet. It sounds crazy to me. So what happens on our Reddit subreddit?
People send me videos of you from college that they somehow find on YouTube fighting with our buddy Charlie.
That's fucking
weird.
Scary.
Yeah.
Don't even remember any of that happening.
It's on YouTube. Thousands of views. A couple thousand views.
I'm gonna pretend it just doesn't exist.
You were wearing a fedora, which I thought was weird, but appropriate for Reddit.
Reddit loves fedoras, or neckbeards love fedoras, right? I can't remember which is which.
I mean, your beard does extend to your neck. It's not a neck beard per se.
No, but it extends up to the bottom third of my grill piece. So there's videos, do people talk about us?
Yeah, sometimes people talk about us. Mostly people ask if why they can't find the podcast on whatever app they're using for the podcast.
It's because we're so good at marketing ourselves. That's
why. We're the best. Well, we have a subreddit.
That's true.
A lot of people can't say the same.
If you want to find us on if you want to find us, you found us, you're listening. But I guess you could just search about New Trash City. Is it three words or one word?
Yeah, that's how you can find us on any podcast app, New Trash City.
Three words or one word?
Yeah. Three words. You'll find it. It'll be the number one thing.
I kept on asking.
You can do it as one word, too. It'll still come up.
All right, there you go. Perfect.
If you're too lazy to hit the space bar with your thumb.
So you should have said both instead of yeah when I asked.
Yeah, three but they were both right. Or one so,
it's confusing. All right, it's High Society Radio. I think the thing everyone is talking about, I mean, it's Friday evening. The one thing everyone is talking about, it happened earlier in this week. The video came out. It's TMZ obtaining some pretty graphic video of Solange. How do you say her name, Johnny?
Solange.
Solange Knowles, a.k.a. Beyonce's sister.
Baby sister.
Younger sister. Slapping around Jay-Z.
That's crazy.
She does. Yeah, there's no.
I mean, it's a. What would you? Describe this, Johnny?
It looks like.
Looks like a drunk chick swinging on somebody. You said something stupid to her. Look, she comes in the elevator pissed off.
Yeah,
she's in his face. She's like, nope.
And then she just starts. She's not like swinging. She's just kind of snuffing him. And it is a hard knock life.
Get it?
I got it.
Get it?
The bodyguard.
Yeah, they were at a gala at the Standard Hotel. It's hardly a hard knock life anymore.
That's a professional bodyguard though, because he didn't slam her and he's restraining her properly, using his body against hers.
This is the easiest knock life you'll ever have.
Yeah. Soft knock life.
How much money is he worth?
Not a billion. Dr. Dre is the first billionaire rapper.
Dr. Dre is the first billionaire.
Yeah,
Johnny.
That's a new thing. This.
That's amazing.
For really Shout substandard yeah. bad headphones.
Well, also, no, Beats. Apple want something to, they want to compete with Spotify, and the Beats by Dre has a similar program.
Yeah. Spotify, Beats has a streaming music service with like 20 million tracks, which is roughly what Spotify has.
Jay-Z's worth about half a bill.
Jesus.
That's not bad, man. That's a good life.
It would have been great if you just would have decked her and dropped her.
Can't do that, though. The man's smart. He knows there's cameras everywhere.
Didn't
man.
He pepper spray somebody at a Best of Both Worlds concert?
His bodyguards pepper sprayed R. Kelly, I think.
I'm just saying, Jay-Z's the rapper who, get in trouble with guns, but, yeah, he stabbed a guy. He's pepper spraying dudes at concerts.
Weird.
His bodyguards pepper sprayed that dude.
You know what, though? It makes me think he's, like, a little more real. A little more...
What makes you think that?
Because I feel like a lot of rappers, they just bring around crazy motherfuckers with guns. But Jay-Z's actually, like, he's doing it. You know, he up until a few years ago, he would pepper spray you backstage at his own show.
You don't think he'll still do that? You don't think this makes him look like a bitch?
It does kind of make him look like a bitch. He needs to start smacking girls now, I think. I don't know.
He should listen to the start of this podcast is what he should do. Yeah. New Jack will give him all sorts of good advice.
He needs to put New Jack in the entourage. That's what Lil Wayne would do.
And New Jack will do some time. He'll carry some guns and drugs
for you. Absolutely.
He's got more time than money.
I find it kind of weird Beyonce was like smiling when they left. So maybe he was looking at another bitch and Solange wasn't having it. But she was smiling. That's a cold bitch right there.
All
right,
I know. So she looks a little salty right here.
They said she was smiling when they left.
The picture we're looking at, Beyonce was smiling after the incident went down as they were leaving.
That's what they were
reporting. What this picture is right here.
Now, Solange looks pretty pissed.
Yes, she does.
Kind of looks like Rihanna.
Oh, boy.
What?
The haircut.
Yeah, the haircut. Thank you. Why are you laughing at me, Johnny?
He's calling you a racist. That's what he's doing.
Well, obviously, I'm a racist.
You know what that was? That was a microaggression. That's what that was.
What's a microaggression?
You don't know what a microaggression is like if you ask a Chinese person if they like rice. They probably do, because, like, who doesn't really like rice?
Who the hell would ask a Chinese person if they like rice? Of course they like rice. Or is that racist?
See, that's a microaggression.
Yeah, I guess. There you go.
I'm not being aggressive. I'm just saying. Why wouldn't you like... Everybody likes rice. It's rice.
Well, it's not that you like rice. I think you're indifferent toward rice.
Not indifferent towards rice. I like rice.
You're like, yo, rice is my shit?
Yes.
You like rice over a noodle?
Sure.
That's insane.
You don't like yellow rice?
Yeah,
you enjoy yellow rice.
I'm not gonna be like, looking forward to this rice later.
Sure. Fried rice. You never look forward to fried rice?
No. Although there is a place I like that has a good pineapple fried rice with shrimp. So
there you go. So
I do
now
like
you
that.
Look like an idiot.
But the thing
and
is,
I'm the smartest man alive.
I get that as an afterthought. To the meat.
I love me some yellow rice. I love me some white rice. I hate me some brown rice, but that shouldn't be a surprise to anyone.
It's just not bad.
It's not that good either, Johnny.
Put some ham in that motherfucker.
He thinks that brown rice looks like Rihanna also. That's the problem.
It's like weird. Is that rice's nipple pierced? Odd. Is that ass cleavage on that on that rice. I think Drake is banging that pile of rice over there. Odd. Nope, now he's eating it. That's it. Go to work there, Canadian Drake. So happy the Raptors got knocked out.
Oh, did you see? Did you guys see? Somebody posted something. Like,
live crowd though.
It was
they were nuts.
It was a meme of Drake wanted to. Is like Drake wants to be a basketball wife. Let me see if I can find it. It's pretty funny.
I want to be a basketball wife.
Is that those memes? Drake's that kind of, you know.
Yeah, it's something like that.
There you go.
Let me see. Here it is. I think. Here's the picture.
Trending.
It's pretty great. Like he really does look like he's just. Being a kept woman with
these,
all these
are those
massive,
real pictures?
These are real pictures. Yeah,
he's on a dick,
that have been
son.
compiled. But I was reading something. Vice posted something like a week or two ago that Drake actually might he like contributes to the memes and lets them stay out there, does no damage control, and actually does things to look like softer. So because he knows it's
often,
better
yeah.
marketing.
That's, sure, that's it gets him out there. Right there. But you know what? He's not trying to look softer. He is soft. He's a child actor.
Yeah, but I mean, he pulled out a lint roller at courtside at a Lakers game. Like
that I don't think was a planned move. I mean, I think the guy just doesn't like lint.
I mean, who does? I mean, really?
I don't mind it, but then again, I'm a slob. I don't know, dude.
No, but I think some of it might be his publicist might be putting some of this stuff. Like once it's already caught some traction, his publicist keeps it out there because just having his. We're talking about it. None of us listen to Drake.
I
listen to that one song where it's like, I make the pussy whistle.
There you go.
No, but that was like from like 8 years ago or something.
What's that?
I have no clue. How popular is, how long has Drake been popular for?
What, 3 years?
No, more than that.
More than 4 years, really? Damn,
I would go 6 years.
I can't believe he's a rapper.
Well, you're going off Degrassi though, right?
No,
I am.
He's the only one here that's a fan of Degrassi.
Jesus.
I mean, no, I feel like he got famous at 21. He's 27. Like, he got famous as a rapper.
He'll always be Jimmy to me.
Wheelchair Jimmy. If life were real.
I guess his first album came out 2009, so that's 5 years ago. But he was famous before that because he was on Mad at Lil Wayne songs.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he was blowing up a little bit then.
So it's, you know.
And then that album came out and everyone lost their mind, right?
Yeah. See, look
my ear ain't to the streets like it used to be, guys. I'm not going to lie to you.
Me neither. We discussed that last week.
Music is trash. You shouldn't fucking be up on this.
I don't know. I want the kids to accept me.
Good luck with that.
We'll get there. I think we hit the 18 to 34 demo.
You think?
I mean, we're in it, right? Still, kind of.
Yeah, but we act like we're 45.
Yeah, I am front. We old dudes compared to these motherfuckers. We don't really wear tight shit. Don't wear no bright clothes.
True.
We're pretty fucking depressing to look at, if you're honest about it.
Well, I don't like to wear a lot of colors.
We don't really have a sunny demeanor.
That's true.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I feel great all
the time. Yeah, Stanley's he's never tired.
No.
Doesn't breathe heavy ever.
It's that 5-hour energy mixed with Red Bull. Quite the concoction.
5-hour energy is a great product. You know why? Because it's like a shot of energy, and it makes your brain move fast, and your body just feel like terrible garbage.
Yeah, you never feel like the hangover. They say there's no crash, but I feel like I'm dead after that shit is done.
Yeah, there's no crash if you drink another one 2 hours in.
Yeah, that shit is horrible, son. I actually think it's worse than Red Bull. At least Red Bull makes you sleepy.
When does Red Bull... Oh, like,
once it wears off, that sugar rush? Mm.
Sugar rush, more like booger rush, right?
Did you ever cook down the Red Bull and snort whatever was left?
What?
No, I'm not a meth.
What the fuck
cook.
Is that?
I don't know. Everybody always used to talk about doing that when Red Bull came out.
Yeah,
I think they were lying.
They're saying you should try that.
What, like Jello? They powdered it down.
No,
Jello?
Like I'm sure if you just boiled it down, you'd get some powder residue at the bottom of a pot and just scrape that.
Yo, you need an intervention or some shit? Like,
I never did it. I'm just saying. Did anybody ever do that?
It doesn't sound like
I hope not, because why don't you just get some Coke or some Adderall? What's the point?
You're just like throwing.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about like 15-year-olds who fucking sniff cow dung to get high.
No, the way you said it was like you wanted one of them to say, you know what? Yeah, son. But like, word, right? Ain't it great? That's how it came up.
I'm just saying, a lot of people mentioned doing that back in the day when Red Bull first came out, and I don't think anybody ever did it.
Yeah, I doubt anyone did. Sounds retarded.
Well, everybody's talking about snorting. The new thing, everybody's like, I'm going to snort it as powdered alcohol.
Yeah, of course I'm going to do it.
Somebody told me that at
Are
work.
Are you going to snort that?
Of course I'm going to do a rail of powdered alcohol.
The guy but who it created already, it, but the guy who created it said it's less effective than drinking alcohol. He said it won't work that well.
I'm still going to do it, though.
Exactly. Just like you would still snort Red Bull powder if somebody handed it to you.
I'd rather drink Red Bull than snort Red Bull.
Wouldn't you rather drink alcohol than snort alcohol? You like drinking alcohol.
I don't know. I think I don't know. Maybe I start doing rails and just whack me out. It's like doing rails of Percocet or something.
It says it won't make you...
Is it out yet? Is the... what's it called?
No, you can't get it out. Palcol, you can't get it yet in the United States. I'm sure you can get it online somewhere. Deep web.
It's for like weird, it's like for camping, right? This stuff.
I mean, I think mostly what people are going to do is put it into
snort
like.
Snort it.
Some people are going to snort it, yeah. But I think sneaking it into baseball games might help people.
I don't know. Coming in with like a bag full of
you're storing a baby powder container, dog.
It's not a bad idea.
Of course it's not.
Dad, I need to get a baby, so I have to tell them why I have baby powder.
No, you just be like, yo, my balls be chafing, dog. It's hot up in this bitch.
My balls,
summertime outside.
My balls be.
My balls.
I got bleacher seeds, dog.
I'm out there in the sun, baby. Come on. You know what I'm trying to do.
Metal seats and shit.
Ain't comfortable out there. I'm sending my balls out there.
I'm going to eat like 4, maybe 5 hot dogs. I'm going to be sweating.
That's why I got this baby powder. Sure, I'm doing keep-ups out of it, but that's how I apply baby powder.
Sure,
my nose.
Sure, I dumped all that baby powder into that $17 Coca-Cola you sold me.
Is it same when that stuff's coming out? Because it what?
No. I think it's going to be, as soon as it comes out, this local principality is going to start outlawing it.
Like Four Loko?
Yeah, it's just it's a quick one. Like the Four Loko thing went under the radar, but because of the hype around Four Loko, and what was the other one? Whippahol, the whipped cream alcohol.
Yeah.
Because of the hype around all that, there's going to be hype around everything else. It's just the fucking hype bandwagon. That's what the internet does now.
I can't wait to jump on that hype bandwagon.
We're on the hype bandwagon, son. We're on the internet. That's where people are listening to this right now. MoreLikeRadio.com, iTunes,
oh, dope.
Stitcher, Podbean, whatever that is.
Sounds like we're all over the place.
It sounds like it.
That's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, we need some Beats headphones, and I need to get Project X downloaded to my phone so I can watch.
You're still on the Project X? I know that's your shit, but...
That's good. That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
That's what kids like.
You got to play it in the headrest of your whip all day?
You got to check
it
out.
That movie really was terrible, though.
You finally watched it?
I watched it a while ago. I can't remember.
I couldn't do it.
It was mad bad. I would say that. It goes that far. Mad bad.
Makes sense.
You're saying that like it's is it that much worse than American Pie though? Because it's of that ilk.
I can't even remember what happened.
I can't
even
call it like that. American Pie kids were kind of tame.
I'm just saying it's that type of movie. I mean, if
you think so?
Yeah, it's appealing to that audience. Fucking 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds who are hearing dirty words for the first time, like
getting all messed up.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, what? It's about a party. It's crazy. Crazy things happen.
Found footage, bro.
I heard that Seth Rogen shit was all right.
Neighbors?
Yeah, I heard that shit was all right.
I haven't seen it, Johnny. I can't give you my opinion on it.
I'm waiting to get Godzilla tickets. Couldn't get them today. So
you're really excited about Godzilla?
I love Godzilla. Godzilla's my shit, son.
I can't tell what's happening in Godzilla. I can't tell if Godzilla is... Did we have this conversation?
Yeah, we did
already?
This last week.
I feel like I have...
you know what I found out today, Alzheimer's. Though, actually? I was just looking for topics and stuff. I never saw... Either of you guys see Godzilla 2000, the Japanese release?
No.
Where Godzilla basically fights a spaceship?
No.
At one point, somehow the studio who was making the Japanese Godzilla movies got the rights to the body type of the 1990s Godzilla. And
the one with
Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
And so the spaceship just creates the fake Godzilla, and classic Godzilla just fucks him up in about 1 minute. It's the shortest fight in any monster.
That's
Japanese
pretty
monster
awesome
movie.
Right there. So they just bought the rights just so he could get fucked up like a punching bag.
It's like a minute long. It's great. I put it on our Twitter the other day. It should be up there if anybody wants to watch it.
Yeah, Matthew Broderick's life was kind of much over after that Godzilla movie. He ain't done shit since
really?
Then. He married Sarah Jessica Parker after that too.
He did the producer. Didn't he do the
producers
after that?
Yeah, that was definitely
Broadway,
after that. That was
I'm talking about
movie.
Movies and shit.
No, not on Broadway. He did the movie, the remake of the producers.
Oh, I thought he was on the Broadway version of it.
But I think that did kind of flop.
He did both. No, the guy's huge. I mean, he just dominates Broadway. He's had a fantastic.
Yeah, but not the movie, right? The movie.
His career is probably better now than it was when he was doing Ferris Bueller. I mean, with the amount of money he must be making off of Broadway.
That one.
No,
thing,
I doubt it. You don't make that much money off Broadway.
Nah, you wildin'. Especially if it got turned into a movie, that actually is a good point. You do you get some coin off that.
See, a lot of this is TV, man, in the last few years. Johnny might be right here.
Yeah, but IMDb is not going to show you what
Louis.
He's doing on Broadway.
That's true.
He was on Louis. Well,
he's always got something on Broadway.
He was very weird on Louis. I was like, all right. It was just weird seeing him.
He seems like a weird guy in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the last movie he was in was The Producers, I think. Or Deck the Halls, whatever the fuck that is.
Oh.
Oh, no, you got B-movie. There's a couple of things on here.
Oh, he was in B-movie with Seinfeld?
He was in The Tales of Despero. What?
What the hell is The Tales of Despero?
I think that's a mouse movie.
I mean, he did a voice. I would love to do a voiceover.
Yeah, so, I could see you doing that.
Hey, hurry, I'm a creepy mouse.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, now another mouse is going down on me. Damn. I don't know what kind of movie this would be. Yo, I love this. There's some band on Spotify. Look up Spotify, $20,000 on Google. It's a band on Spotify with like a small, they don't have a huge following.
Mm-hmm.
Diphtong?
Yeah. They made an album that was completely silent. It was a flat line, just all silent.
Okay.
They told all their fans, which is like a couple of thousand people, I'm guessing. No, I think it's a couple thousand people. They said, hey, everyone, just stream our album all the time when you're sleeping, when you're home. It's silent, so it doesn't matter. So just stream it constantly. Stream it 24 hours a day. So people do it. And within a week, they made like $20,000 off of Spotify before they caught them. And
fucking nice.
That's pretty
hustle,
great.
Man.
But people could just stream their music on mute all day.
Yeah.
Let's put out an album then.
We should.
They stole that shit from Pootie Tang. You remember
that? Silence to make money by.
We could put a comedy album out and put it on Spotify. People could listen to it.
Yeah.
Could be the best tracks of this show. Johnny saying B over and over again. That could be a track.
Just some repetition.
Yeah.
And call it B movie.
So how many people do you think are going to try to do this now?
No, they put the kibosh on it. Yeah. I think they paid him the money, but they said, "All right, yeah, this ain't going to fly anymore."
Actually, my buddy does that with Max B from Dipset. He wants to fund Max B's legal defense fund, so he puts Max B on silent when he leaves the house on Spotify, so that
nice.
He gets paid.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Hope he gets out this summer.
It's not going to happen, I don't think.
You ever heard those jail interviews he does? The tapes? There's all mixtapes and shit. It's just
really?
It's heartbreaking.
Well, he got kind of screwed. Like, didn't he? They kind of just pinned him on a conspiracy charge that he really didn't have anything to do with.
Yeah, it was. That's why a lot of people like they need to free Max B. He's one of the rare few that if they made the t-shirts, it would actually make sense. Because it was kind of dirty how they did them.
I'm sure they made the t-shirts.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I see t-shirts for guys I never heard of, just random people wearing. Just in the hood, just free so-and-so. Just a picture of some dude. I suppose that guy wants to be free.
Free.
So you're saying that Spotify won't let anybody put up anything silent anymore?
That's what it seems like.
I mean, how are they... I feel like you could probably slip something through.
Nah, they're probably checking for that shit now. Damn, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is
great. I didn't even know you could do that on Spotify.
That is great. But I mean, I'm sure that Spotify just won't let the band on there anymore, and it's probably the best way to distribute your music at this point.
Mm.
They're one of the few, like, Pandora doesn't pay, I think they pay better than Pandora.
I didn't know these fucking sites. I knew they, like, had to pay for them. I didn't know they, like, paid out the bands, though, like that. I thought it was just
Yeah, they do. They pay
company.
A royalty. It's less than radio, but it's better than nothing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And this is kind of great that they made $20,000.
Oh, for nothing.
They're, like, a fairly little-known band.
Yeah, they're nobodies.
Good for them.
They got a nice fat check.
Motherfuckers got $20,000. I can't call them nobody, son.
Yeah, it's probably a couple of years of studio time.
They're going to piss it away on booze and drugs, though.
Albums.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great scam, right?
They made a cover and everything for it. That was pretty fucking funny. Ah, man.
You tell me there's a new PBR?
Oh, yeah, this is my theory, that PBR... It's no longer like, all right. Remember when PBR popped up? It was like the cheap, decent beer that everyone's
yeah.
The new PBR is from Rhode Island, Narragansett. That is the new PBR. That is the go to cheap beer, more so than PBR. At least the bars here in New York.
Oh, well, I think they're mostly only available. It's like Yingling. It's only available in the Northeast, so a lot of people probably haven't seen it. But they made a serious. I know this for a fact. The price of Narragansett will go up. They made a serious push into the New York market, and they dropped their price really low so that bars would take them over Pabst. They're cheaper than Pabst for a 16-ounce can, but that's not going to last.
Like,
it's just to essentially create brand recognition. But it is on that price point level of Pabst.
All
right. I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Well, because it's 16 ounces instead of 12,
yeah.
And it's the same price. It's a $3 can of beer.
How does it taste?
Fine.
It's not bad.
Not bad. I'm not a real big PBR guy myself. I don't like Pepsi real like
Yeah, but if it's $2 or $3 at a bar.
Well, yeah, when you're down on your last couple dollars and shit.
And everything else
well,
that they're selling is some sort of IPA that is just like a contest to see if you could finish one because it's so bitter. You know, those hipster bars, they'll have like Schaefer in a can and then basically just like bitter greens distilled and just tasting like shit. That's your beer choices
they
in
had some
hipster
fucking,
bars.
They had some Wolf beer before. I had it a while back down on 1 mile road and that shit tasted like OD pear skin. I was like, God damn, this shit is sour.
It was a Wolf beer?
It's called Wolf something. I can't remember off the top of my head, but that shit was fucking sour as hell.
Weird. I don't know if I like that, Johnny.
No, I'm not a fan of the sour beer.
Are you sure?
Warm beer's all right, according to you, but...
Well, he likes a good hot beer.
Is that what that
is? Boiling hot Texas-style beer.
There's one thing I love, and it's a beer that is hot as humanly possible.
I can see you, like, wearing a bandana drinking that shit, for real. Just
like,
laying back.
If you, if you just boil some beer, like you're going to boil, like boiling tea, pour myself a nice hot cup of beer.
That's fucking disgusting, man.
Why is it disgusting?
It doesn't make you, like, vomit and shit?
No, it
like
tastes
a,
good.
Oh, God.
It's like you're sick, you boil up some beer.
Is that true in England?
Or
they drink
like,
it?
It's like a really hot day.
That's a myth. They don't drink warm beer in England.
They don't drink warm beer,
no,
right?
No. And a really hot day... Just crack this.
Oh, God.
So what I like to do is I'll get a 12-pack from the store, and if it's in the freezer, I'll make sure it's I get Bud bottles because, you know, the glass is dark.
Yeah.
And then I'll go to the roof of my apartment building and put them out there.
It's like sun tea, but beer.
Get them nice and hot.
That's disgusting.
Do you think leaving them in the sun like puts vitamin D in them so that can maybe combat your vitamin D deficiency?
Probably. I mean, I'll say yes to that.
I mean, the science seems sound.
Yeah. I believe it 100%.
I mean, those brown bottles are basically solar panels. It's definitely supercharging your beer.
Yeah, dude.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Definitely, bro. Come on.
All right.
God, a delicious hot beer. Nothing beats it, you know?
What do you like with a delicious hot beer?
The hotness of it.
No, but like, what do you like to accompany with it? Like, do you like to eat it with something? Like, have it with some maybe some ice cream?
I
know people like a cold beer with
what,
warm steak.
No. I don't want ice cream. It's too cold.
Yeah, but it just counteracts the hot beer.
I don't want the hot beer
it
to be counteracted.
Warms,
I
want
to enjoy the
warm.
Just chili. Just hot chili. Nice July day.
Big, oh, my God. That's great.
Steaming bowl of chili.
Nice cup of
maybe
hot chili.
Maybe some pea soup. Some heavy ham-filled pea soup.
Mm, you're killing me right now. We got to go to the ham soup and the hot beer store later.
Hot ham water?
Because I have a hankering for some hot beers.
Disgusting.
What's wrong with hot ham water? It's delicious. Lindsay Bluth makes it all the time.
And did you see the story? It's a little old now. It may have been debunked. I just saw it on like Motherboard earlier today. Some guy wants to make... Because we talked about Hufu on here before, which was, you know, that was fake, the human tofu.
Uh-huh.
But some guy wants to make salami. He's trying to get celebrities
Solange.
To get... With it's going to be like 60% pork, and he wants to use 40% grown human tissue, but he wants to get it from celebrities.
What is this, Fight Club?
That's what he wants to do, I'm telling you.
Sounds like this guy's just ripping off Tyler Durden.
Bitelabs.org is the website.
I can't believe this is real.
No, that's no way that's real.
I don't know. It hasn't been I'll put in this. Let's see.
Has he made some already?
No, he's just he's soliciting celebrities to do it.
You're not going to get more than a D-level celebrity to do this thing.
I say just go straight to porn stars.
You're going
to
get a Dustin Diamond fat.
Yeah, probably. Maybe Lindsay Lohan.
No, but I'm saying just go straight to porn stars.
Olive
and
oil.
then you'll sell some product. If you go with D-level celebrities, you won't sell any product. You go straight to porn stars. It's kind of like the kind of guy that buys a pussy molded after Jenna Jameson's pussy.
Might buy that. You think
yeah.
That? Yeah, I'm not saying there's not a market for it,
like,
but it's a real small fucking market, son.
I don't think it's that small of a market. I think it could work. I think you'd sell enough of it. And it's
lab grown, though, right?
Yeah, it would be lab grown pork. It'd be like the whatever. What is it called? The Google Burger or whatever.
I never heard of that.
The the lab grown burger that's like spongy. I'm sure it'll taste like shit.
Oh,
I prefer the cheeseburger you can boil.
What's that?
You ever see a cheeseburger in a can?
Oh yeah, you just boil the whole can.
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh. Ugh.
What? What's wrong with that?
That's horrible. Yo.
I'm a prepper.
What are you doing to yourself? Yo? What the fuck?
I'm a prepper. Back like 8 years ago, I bought like fucking 1,800 German cheeseburgers and the canned cheeseburgers.
Is that that fucking school bus in front of your building? That's yours? That abandoned shit?
No.
Because no, you know no, all no. those preppers get fucking school buses at one point.
Yeah, I know.
They just got to do that.
Preppers are assholes, huh?
You know, they ready for whatever, son. That's how you look at it.
Yeah, they're not ready for anything. Nothing bad's going to happen. Society ain't going to collapse.
It might.
They find
what about global warming?
You sound like a prepper right now.
Wait, I just saw this thing. The White House said the global warming's real and that it's going to destroy us all in like a year.
They're talking about...
Here's hoping.
That's a study that came out like this week.
Was it Al Gore again?
No, Barack Obama.
That nut job. It's a wacky dude right there.
Barack Obama?
Oh, yeah.
Why? Because he says global warming's real? You don't believe in global warming, right, Johnny?
Nah, son.
It was pretty cold this winter.
Hell yeah. Fucking OD cold. It got a little warm on Monday. It was a little warm, but that's about it. It's been regular ever since. A little humid.
What do you think, Stanley? Global warming? Hoax?
You're fucking asshole.
If I had to say, I'd have to say, yeah, global warming is a hoax.
Complete. You heard it here first, folks. Unless you listen to Rush Limbaugh when you're not listening to this program. You heard it here first.
This is a natural transition for the planet of the polar ice caps melt and they refreeze.
I still think we need some flood walls around New York City.
They just, I don't know, they're talking about fire NATOs now and shit. And
fire NATOs?
Yeah, that's a fucking thing.
Tornado made out of fire, Chris.
Wait, is that a real thing?
That's what they say. I guess from like when you have those brush fires and shit and the wind picks
Holy
up.
Holy shit, that is a real thing.
Yeah.
That's a crazy picture of a fire NATO right there.
That's like a rare fucking.
Does this just happen in wildfires?
I would think so. It's fucking so dry and shit. Like a little cigarette.
Looks straight out of Game of Thrones, dog.
It's like a dragon's breath. Fuck, man.
Fire NATO.
They finding like super volcanoes and shit now everywhere. There's one like under Antarctica. It's fucking crazy. Fucking Democrats in the office. This is the shit they come up with.
Hell, you talking about?
It's just nuts, man. Like super volcanoes in the like Yellowstone and Antarctica. What the
We've
fuck
known
is
about
that?
What, we knew about that when Bush
I know
was
about Yellowstone, but not fucking Antarctica. That's news to me, son.
You think there's only one super volcano?
Well, yeah, there's gonna be
I'm
multiple.
In North America, I thought there was just Yellowstone. The way to describe it, I never.
Did you say Yellowstone?
Yellowstone.
Jellystone was what it was called in the cartoon.
I actually thought that was the actual name for it.
Jellystone was where Yogi Bear lived.
And Boo Boo.
Yeah. Ranger Smith, the whole gang, John. The whole gang. So, you know how everybody's always like, I want to get one weed plant and grow it in my house, and then they put it in a closet and it dies in a month?
Yeah, I got like 2 dozen of them. Oh, never mind.
No, but you know how people always say that when they're in college?
Yeah, it's retarded.
Now for a couple of $100, you can get a hydroponic system that'll hold one plant that you can control with your iPhone.
Fuck that.
And just leave it in your crib.
Why don't you just steal fucking LED lights and just do it in the closet?
Well, you know, people are stealing mad LED lights off cars.
Yeah, just to do that. I know.
Really?
Just to grow weed,
man.
Yeah.
Just to grow weed. Damn. How much is that at? Like $200?
Yeah, they're just popping them out of the Range Rover. They're more than that. They're a couple $100. Those, the halogen bulbs that come out of the.
Like, I'm not talking about the app.
No, I'm talking about the bulbs that come out of the cars.
Yeah, halogen bulb company.
That's, none of us know anything about halogen bulbs.
You don't have to know anything about anything to start a company.
Yeah, but people are just stealing them. Were you going to sell a product? Is this easily stolen?
Yeah, by starting a halogen bulb company, I mean, we start stealing a lot of halogen bulbs and then selling them to people.
So profit,
I think that's called a criminal enterprise. It's not called a company. That's called being Puerto Rican. That's not called anything else. But yeah, you know, Benzes have them, all sorts of,
Shit. Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. I feel like I knew a lot of people who were like, yeah, man, I got some seeds. I'm just going to put a plant in my closet.
You know what's funny? Without that
And they fuck it up every time.
Without the bulbs, did you see how shitty that Range Rover looked? It looked like it had been abandoned in a fucking dust storm. That shit was terrible. Oh, man.
But I don't know. I would get something like this just to have some, like, fresh basil in the house.
Yeah, but that's kind of lazy and shit.
Yeah,
like,
why not?
Manually do it. Fuck, you need an app for that.
It is, man. No, like, you can just...
Johnny, it's 2014. We're past manually doing things.
Yeah, but this way, if you're not home and you need to water your plants, you just push the button on the app, and then your plants get watered. It's actually kind of genius.
It's not my thing.
You can fix your glaucoma. You can grow some nice fresh basil. Whatever you want, John.
You could do that with the LED lights, too, though.
Yeah, but you have to go there and fucking deal with it. I'm telling you.
Ah, you're right.
It's not easy to grow weed.
I would figure not.
A lot of people fail at it. Just grow some shitty ass weed. You ever smoke shitty ass weed?
No, I haven't.
There's people who fucking.
You never smoke shitty weed.
I have self respect for myself. I only smoke weed with white people.
Weird.
Well, speaking of only smoking weed with white people, because of all the white people growing weed in America, doing a good job, like Mexicans that have been growing weed their entire lives are fucking going broke.
Didn't see that coming?
Mexican marijuana. Sure. Mexicans are just not going to be not growing weed anymore. Like, whatever. Americans do it too well.
I'm going to tell you right now, do you think them cartels are going to go easy in the net? You fucking tripping.
Well, no. They're just moving to other things. Apparently, weed hasn't been making them that much money for the last few years. The guys who are actually getting hurt are the guys who just grow the weed and sell it to the cartels.
Yeah, those poor little fucking villagers, man. That's a
yeah, thing. They're just like, we don't know how to do anything else. We've just been growing weed for 50 years. They should have grown probably a little bit better weed. They have the internet probably. They could have gone on Amazon and got a book.
The crazy shit about Mexico, they always bitch about like how they don't have jobs and stuff. They should just fucking make drugs legal there, and that'd be the ill fucking tourist spot.
I don't know, because don't the cartels already control drugs everywhere?
Yeah, but like if you make it legal, it's a little bit easier like people to come in and shit. Because at one point they were talking about, they wanted to close the border for a year or two to fucking like wipe it out. That's never going to happen. It's nice and fucking thought, but it ain't never gonna happen. Oh, well.
Man, I don't know. Oh, I know. Well, no, I do know. We're all gonna go down to Mexico and become weed farmers, and we're gonna revitalize the industry.
You're better off growing limes. There's a lime shortage.
What?
Shit, son.
You don't know this? That's how the cartels are getting back at us for not buying their fucking shit weed.
I do.
They're holding all the limes hostages so that margaritas go up in price.
I do fucking know there's a. A cider apple shortage, though.
There's a cider apple shortage, but there's a lime shortage because there's, like, some fungus growing on limes down in Mexico.
To be fair, though, cider's like a fucking more wintertime drink of anything, right? It's not like warm weather shit.
What, if you watch television and you every other, like, alcohol commercial is for cider.
Oh, the apple, the hard cider shit.
Yeah, hard cider's I'm talking about, yeah.
All right. That shit is I like a good Angry Orchard. That shit is I.
See, it's working on you.
It's like fucking champagne. So.
You're contributing to
but
the apple
there's
shortage.
A shortage of those because people can't keep up with the demand, not because there's less apples than usual, right? Like, people just aren't, there's just more cider being sold than ever before.
Yeah, people, there's this weird giant push for cider. It's very odd.
People are becoming more and more pussy every year.
Yeah, that's what that is. It's fucking delicious. It's that's
like the
champagne.
Go-to drink for like Britain and Ireland.
Cider?
No? Yeah, cider over ice, like a Strongbow over ice.
Yeah, one of the dudes on Facebook had a fucking Strongbow. I'd like to know how he got it in the States. That shit can't be easy to find.
Sure, you can find Strongbow pretty easily in the States. Strongbow? They sell it. Yes, they sell Strongbow.
I've never seen it. All right. Nice.
Look, we're gonna go buy some. We're gonna drink 20 of them, Johnny. Yay. I don't think I can get drunk off hard cider.
I think you can if you try hard enough.
Yo, you get fucked up on 2 6-packs, son. Shit is OD sweet. It's the sweetness that'll get you.
That doesn't make any sense. It's
you get like
apple
a sugar
juice.
Rush. Yeah, but you get like a sugar rush with it, and that little bit of alcohol kicks in. Because the sweeter this shit is, you get drunk faster.
I don't trust it.
So you're not an Angry Orchard guy? Maybe you like the dry one.
No, I like cider just fine, but it's not
probably pushing for the cider because you can't get a lime for your Corona. That's the whole thing.
I'm a big fan of Corona or lime.
Tecate is a good beer.
Yeah, but people who like Corona with lime also like cider, I would bet.
Modelo's good, too, but they started doing that lime shit. They OD'd on that. That was kind of stupid. Modelo's good that way it is, man.
I prefer Dos Equis.
Never had it.
It's good. Most interesting man in the world, dog.
Shit, man.
I think I saw him outside Sirius last week. I did yell Dos Equis, but he didn't turn around.
Oh,
I'm sure he's heard that enough times. That's just a guy who looks like that guy who's fucking sick of hearing that.
Probably a janitor.
He looks exactly like him if it wasn't him. It was crazy. It was a weird doppelganger situation. I heard Girls was being shot out in front of your neighborhood, right?
In front of my house.
Yeah, nice. Girls was being shot out in front of Sirius, too, earlier in the week.
Really?
Did you get an autograph?
No.
I know you're a big fan.
Lena?
I was annoyed by them being there.
Did you see
but
anyone
you love
from
the show?
No.
How does that work?
I don't love the show.
You brought it up. I never heard of it.
I brought it up a while ago.
Fucking you first dude to ever talk about it, actually.
I was the first man to ever talk about Girls.
Hopefully. First supposedly straight man to ever talk about Girls.
That's not true.
Oh, man. So did you fucking see anything big?
I got woken up by them in the mornings.
What the fuck was she fucking dildoing us? That's a big bitch right there.
A movie set is loud sometimes.
Is it? They don't film
and there's no parking on my block for 3 days. That was annoying.
Oh.
personally, I kind of felt
so
like...
So you just had fucking hipster problems.
I had some first world problems there for a week.
It's a shame.
Parking was slightly harder.
And they were fucking a little too loud for you.
Exactly.
What's this list you have in front of me called 24 Signs She's a Slut?
Yeah. Okay.
I actually wanted to bring this up because it's not. It's a kind of a counterpoint to, you know, we shitted on that PIV is rape blog a while ago.
Yeah.
So, and I'm always just like, you don't hear dudes talking like this, but there's this site called Return of Kings that is basically dudes just
like
being...
Game of Thrones?
No, it's not.
Is it a Triple H website?
It's a bunch of bros trying to sound like really... it's like feminist bloggers, but just like bros instead. Just saying that women are whores as opposed to...
It's, okay. It's so, progressive.
Yeah, so I found this 24 Signs She's a Slut list.
Is this a real website?
This is a real website, and they take themselves seriously. It's not a joke website. It's ridiculous.
This isn't like some onion crap?
No, it's not. It's not.
All right, what are 24 signs a woman is a slut, according to Return
of
Kings?
Number 7 is, has big tits.
Oh, boy.
Because they probably came in early, which translates into additional years of male attention.
Check out those tits and that slut. God, look how slutty she is. Look at those tits.
One is, this is very scientific of them.
Yeah.
Not ticklish. Because
what?
If they aren't ticklish, it's because they're so used to being handled by men.
They have a fucking think tank.
Here's a great
over
one.
There.
Here's
how
a great
old
one.
Is the person who wrote
good
this?
God, man.
Has a slut face.
What the fuck is that?
You either recognize it or you don't.
There are women
who
have slut faces.
Well, this is the girl. This is the girl who. Before he wrote this article, this is the girl he went out with that he decided had a slut face on a date online.
She got nice titties. She looks like a slut there, the way she's dressed.
She does have big titties and a slut face. Yeah. So
I don't know if she has a slut face per se.
No, she looks cute. She just looks like a cute girl.
She looks underage a little bit.
Maybe that makes her a little cuter. Whatever.
Oh, God.
All right, what are those signs a woman's a slut?
Has extra body hair. Because that means they have more testosterone, so therefore they're sluts.
Wait.
That doesn't even
more
make...
More body hair?
Or yes. Maybe they're Hispanic.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, Greek.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, or Greek, yeah.
Or Sephardic Jews.
Yeah.
You ever seen a broad fucking wet in the summertime? Oh, God. Looks like a fucking dog running through a hydrant, son.
Oh, God. All right. So you listen to High Society Radio. The Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. The Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. And then the Reddit is reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. And we're on the More Like Radio Network. That's morelikeradio.com. And you can find our podcast on iTunes. If you search New Trash City, that's new, that's trash, that's city, New Trash City.
And hopefully soon on returnofkings.com.
I don't think so. I don't want to be associated with these people.
Whoa.
No, at all.
Whoa, buddy.
Neither do I.
Let's like, see some of the other articles that they have on here.
15 signs she's a slut.
Yeah. I'm breaking it down even more.
I was reading one thing.
The 7 essentials of a happy manhood. What was that?
Reading or writing for the website, Chris? This seems like an infomercial for this website.
It's not. I'm actually, I think this is just as ridiculous as the other side of things with like, I think this is probably worse on the far side of like Jezebel, which I think is ridiculous.
I think he's like a fucking silent majority owner. He's shitting on it to get it out there, like
sure.
Drake.
I know.
Is this your Drake
our
project?
Listenership is so huge that my fucking stake in this company is going to get acquired, and I'll be golden. But
wait, what's the secret to what? What was that last one? That
the secret to mastering eye contact. It's all these things that are like
God.
The art of the pickup, but then they're just shitting on women.
The renaissance of modern man. Oh, God.
It's just...
Is there an about page? Oh, first, let's go through the rest of the signs of a woman's slut.
What? Okay. Let's see some other good ones. Piercings outside the traditional earlobe placement.
Oh, wow. This was written like a fucking dude in his
sluttiness
mid-50s?
Increases as you radiate from the lobe to other parts of the ear, to the nose, crumb, to the bull ring, other parts of the face, and erogenous zones speak even louder.
And for a bitch with a pierced dimple looks a little slutty. Tongue ring, too.
I mean,
tongue
a look is doesn't mean that the girl's slutty, just because, you know.
Well, if they have a tongue ring, it means they
tongue
want it.
Tongue ring is like a girl between the ages of, like, 17 and 23 will get a tongue ring.
Who just wants to look edgy.
No.
You haven't been out much, have you?
Not plenty of times. I don't see many tongue rings these days.
You see them.
Rarely.
Mm. Has an even, nice tan that she maintains, because girls with an even, perfect tan spend a lot of time semi-naked, often in public places.
Whores.
I know. You like the beach? What a slut.
Fucking showing your ankle out there.
Describes herself as a feminist or with any of its jargon. Pansexual, demisexual, cisgender.
Man, that feminist is such a slut.
Yeah, that feminist lesbian is a fucking whore.
That ties into the bitch being hairy, I guess. There you go.
Is friends with DJs, promoters, or other small-time shooters.
All right, that's true. All right, that is slutty if she's friends with a bunch of promoters.
Shit.
All right. You know what?
You that won us true. Over, Reality King.
I wanted to shit on that, and then I was like, no, yeah.
Makes sense.
That's true. Likes tequila shots. That's one.
I guess not necessarily.
No.
Was a cheerleader in high school?
No.
Okay.
Is travel?
I mean, if it said is a cheerleader in the NFL, then yeah, probably she's a slut.
Fuck yeah, son.
All right,
we're slut shaming right now. We're helping Reality of Kings slut shame.
I don't think we're doing that.
We're on the bandwagon, son.
See, but here's something. Okay, that has been talked about and has been considered true, but probably isn't always true.
What is it?
Has a bad relationship with her father and/or has divorced
That's
parents.
That's definitely 100 plus right there.
That's not 100% true.
Every woman would be, or half, more than half of every girl would be identified by this awful website as a slut. Since what's the divorce rate? 50%?
Yeah, something like that.
If not higher at this point?
Are we saying Reality?
That would mean that almost every girl I've ever been with is a slut.
I think the title of the website is proper. Reality
that might
Kings.
Actually be true.
You see?
I'm just thinking.
Wait, that just
says more about me.
Yeah, there you go. So we went from shitting on this to kind of agreeing with it.
No, we don't. I don't.
There's just one.
Tattoos. I clearly don't. Yeah, there's
the piercing and the fucking
broaches. The topic
issues.
Of illegal drugs. I don't.
Oh, definitely a slut.
No, it's just
if
fucking
she fucking look at that. Look at number 7. If she blinks hard, slut. I'm with it. Everything just slutty.
Everything's just slutty. You sound crazy, Johnny.
That's their fucking
website. You're sounding more and more like a right-wing minister every week.
What the hell's going on?
I'm starting to go
to church. Let's go to the About page and see what this fucking shit website is all about.
What's the
Return of Kings community beliefs. Men and women are genetically different, both physically and mentally. Sex roles evolved in all mammals. Humans are not exempt. Women are sluts if they sleep around, but men are not.
Oh. That's fair.
Men will opt. Yeah, this is just. Yeah, it's just what you expect to see.
That's what society will throw out there.
All right.
Sounds like somebody we know, actually.
All right. So listen, quick story. As the music plays, I'm gonna show you this video real quick.
BK Chris, quick story of the night.
It's 1 minute video. This chick on the subway.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere, goes fucking nuts.
What subway is it?
It looks like
Edmonton. It's Edmonton.
Oh yeah.
Now look. She's definitely on some drugs or some shit. Look. You think she's joking around?
She looks like she got an itchy leg. What the f-
And she just swings on this random dude.
Whoa. Why is he not doing nothing?
He starts to. He looks a little drunk himself. I thought this was fake at first, but you'll see what happens in a second.
Whoa, what the fuck,
now
man?
She just keeps snuffing this dude.
Yeah, just out of nowhere. She has some exorcist face on.
Hell yeah. Be a reality king, son. Don't take no shit.
To be a reality.
Call fuck, yo. Call emergency shit, dog.
Stupid fucking Canadian train.
See, then he fucks her up. That's what makes me like be like, oh, all right, it's real. And then cops fuck his ass up. Just a bizarre video.
Shitty Canadian trains with no fucking separations
what
and nothing.
The fuck?
You just walk up and down a whole fucking car.
Yeah, I think she's drugged out, man.
On your belly. This looks like a good episode of Travel Boys, actually.
So yeah, I just wanted to show you that video of that crazy fucking broad.
Where'd you get this off? Fucking Reality Kings, dude?
Terrible. Hey, bros, check out this slut. Totally not banging this dude
25th
on the train.
Route that she's 25th sign that she's a slut. She randomly attacks dudes with eating Pringles on the train.
Fucking, I want to see their list of what makes a lady. That shit's got to be short. My mom, and that's it.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. It really is just, I honestly, because they try to use logic to,
And trust me, we're not like pro-feminist and none of that shit.
No, I'm definitely not pro-feminist, but they're just definitely just trying to use logic
those
to just
sluts.
Shit on women.
Jesus Christ, guy.
What? It's true, that's what they said.
Just because Reality of Kings says it doesn't mean
Return
it's
of
true.
Kings. Reality Kings is a porn website.
Oh, right.
Just because Brazzers says it doesn't mean it's true.
Whoa. You telling me Brazzers isn't the number one news site in America?
All right, you've been listening to High Society Radio. Hit us up on Twitter at HS Radio Show. You know the rest. I've been plugging in all the show. My name is Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Must say goodbye.